Our guest in the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
For the first time in a while, we have actually three movies here to talk about this morning that are opening in theaters this weekend. So it looks like theaters opening up somewhat around the country.
Yes, theaters are opening. Nearly all of them are opening in limited ways. They're going to have fewer seats open, and they've done a lot of cleaning, and it's a big thing going nationwide as of the 28th, and they're getting ready because on the next week is going to be Tenet, which is a big movie from Christopher Nolan, who had many, many big movies, and so his was supposed to come out in the summer, but now it's not.
Mm-hmm. So, but this coming weekend, as we speak, quite a few movie theaters will be open, and there'll be a number of movies that will be coming out then.
Right, and Greenville has been open, yep. But they did show some new ones last week,
yep.
And they have two new ones this week.
Right, so we're going to talk about those. Let's get to those now. So the first one is Bill and Ted Face the Music. And, of course, this is an update on the 1990 Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. But Bill and Ted, a little bit older now, like 30 years.
Yes, they are, and it's still the same ones. Alex Winter, really not too clear about him. He's Bill, and, of course, Keanu Reeves has had a massive, huge career.
Right.
And he's Ted.
Yeah, and they're still doing their time traveling thing. It's very similar to the 1990 movie, and I have the sense that this is going to be a very popular movie, but I have not been able to see any reviews of it to speak.
I haven't either. They obviously didn't make it available. I didn't get it available. I have had I didn't have any for the New Mutants either. There were opportunities to see some of these other new movies online that the critics have done, but I don't think they offered Bill and Ted. That was the kind of movie that they would have always just shown on a Thursday night and hoped nobody got a review out.
Really, I would think that it would receive a pretty good reception.
It's a classic, and the people from that time are dying to see it.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, of course,
actually, yeah. I was thinking this way, that it had already come out, because it seemed like there was a lot of publicity about it a while back. And so was it delayed, or was...
Yes, it was like I was saying, it was delayed.
Okay.
Yes, they have been, most of these have been.
Yeah.
The new Mutants was supposed to be out also.
Okay.
Before this.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard some publicity going back several months on Bill and Ted Face the Music. And again, that will be on in Greenville and Sulphur Springs this weekend. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. And then another movie that will be on in Greenville and Sulphur Springs is, as Alice has already mentioned, the New Mutants.
Well, it's the X-Men, and they say it's going to be the X-Men's last movie. But I don't think that, I think they mean maybe as this group, instead of another group of people like, the individuals like Wolverine and some of those, maybe they'll still have films. But this is kind of this younger generation, and there's been all kinds of problems about this movie. I think they had more than one director, and but it's gone into the horror genre. It's no longer just a superhero movie. It's,
right.
That's what it is.
Now, which brand is this?
It's
brands.
Marvel.
Okay, that's what I... That's what.
And
I,
Marvel has so many now with all the Avengers and that kind of thing. But this was kind of... I only recognize one of the characters in this is Magic, played by Anya Taylor-Joy.
Right.
She's kind of become a big star on her own right. She was in Emma.
Yep.
That was a hit last year or this year, I guess it is. So... But anyway, it's said to be the last installment of the Marvel X-Men. Hmm.
The one, there is a review on that, just one review, but it was not a good one. It said a failure, but also a glimmer of hope, even with all its problems, which are many. The film shows that another superhero and mutant film is possible. So that's definitely damning with faint praise.
Yeah, well, you never can believe them on these things. I mean, you can't. that they'll never, the series never really ends, yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
All right, and then another movie which I'm very interested in, and I think I would enjoy, is The Personal History of David Copperfield, and this is kind of a light episodic treatment of the classic Charles Dickens story.
Yes, and it is getting raves from the critics. I was supposed to have seen it, but my online connection wouldn't work, and tried it, called them, and tried it a lot. But I am very interested in this, and they've done this kind of unusual casting, a little bit like Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Dev Patel plays David Copperfield.
Yep.
He's from India, and they have some Asian people who are in the cast, and I don't know that they make any remarks about it, but it's just an interesting group, and they really are supposed to have it very, very comedic. And Hugh Laurie plays, yep, Mr. Dick, and I know he's always great.
Right,
so.
Right. And there were quite a few reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and they were all very positive. Every one of them was. So, yeah, I think this is going to be very good. And I suppose it does say it's opening in theater, so I would imagine it would be on somewhere in Dallas.
Oh, it is. It's definitely on at the Angelica. They're opening.
There you go.
The Angelica Dallas is opening on Friday, and
oh, great,
it is going to be on there.
Yeah, it's a great place to see a movie. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again today.
Okay.
All right. On the telephone line, Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.